Winds in the east. Mist coming in. Like
deadpan.
Is brewing. About to begin. Can't put me finger on what lies in store. But I feel what's to happen. All happened before. I'm sorry, where was I?
Hey there, welcome to Deadpan number 68. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. Mac Jangan. And when I think of the number 68, I am immediately reminded of Jaromir Jagr. Yep, and that's all I have to say about that. So it's been a long time since we've done this kind of deadpan episode, and you know what? The content has still been coming in, and frankly, I'm ashamed. I'm sorry. Some of your funny yet time-sensitive material will be heard in this episode way too late, including that intro as suggested by Just a Joe. So this is more of your classic format deadpan, I suppose, which means it's about absolutely nothing. So let's get on with the nothing, because there's lots of good somethings from you guys. Here's a friendly message to all you Twitter users out there. I don't give a shit what you're doing.
Johnny C., you motherfucking son of a bitch! You stole my pot!
I didn't steal her pot. But when trouble comes calling, it's usually not too concerned with those little details.
This case of mistaken identity takes Johnny C. on a journey from Mississippi all the way to the Big Easy and back. Join Johnny as he follows a trail of drugs, kidnapping, infidelity, and murder. Serve It Cold is available as a free serialized audiobook at podiobooks.com and dancingcatstudios.com. Sex, drugs, and the cradle of rock and roll.
Hey, this is Mike from the We Are Not Cool podcast, calling in with my dumbass memory. A couple years back, I was unemployed. I went to a deco to see if I could get some temp work. It involved a hiring process, including an interview. They asked me at one point what my dream job was. I asked, "You mean realistically or anything?" They said, "Absolutely anything." I said Muppeteer. Didn't get a lot of work from a deco. Keep it deadpan. Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Tweet, I just took a bite of pizza and the cheese burned my tongue.
Double dumbass on you!
Hello, Jack. It's Amy, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. I did something dumb again. I was packing myself a lunch one night, and I decided to pack some leftover garlic bread that I had in the freezer. It was in a plastic storage bowl. I knew that the bowls could be microwaved, so I took the lid off and I popped it in the microwave, forgetting that this microwave has more than one power setting, and not noticing that I'd left it on high. A minute later, when I smelled the smoke, I quickly turned off the microwave. When the smoke had cleared out, I found that the garlic bread was burned black and had melted a hole straight through the bowl. It smelled so bad I had to leave the room to let it air out, and now I only have two plastic storage bowls.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan. The coolest thing to hit your computer since you spilled that cold soda last week.
Hello, Deadpan. Happy Independence Day.
Yes, he said Independence Day, July 4th in the U.S. Yes, the show is releasing on August 1st.
I'm ashamed.
I thought I'd call with the contents of my fireworks cache. I've got the Doubleday Parachute Selection, 6 in each. I've got the Magical Roman Candle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 per pack. I've got the Roman Candle Selection. I've got the 100-shot Magical Barrage. I've got the American Spirit Ground Display. I have the TNT 6 Assorted Artillery Shells with Comet Tail, only to be used after large amounts of alcohol. And I've got the, Girl's Best Friend. Sorry, Hugh Smarty Hottie, but somebody apparently has already packaged the Girl's Best Friend. And for the grand finale, we have the Skyweb, and we have the TNT Mean Machine. So, I'll perhaps call you later from the burn ward to let you know how this worked out.
Tweet, I'm combing my eyebrows.
Hey, Jack. This is Paul Mackey of Really Big Things fame. And I'm all, intoxicated and stuff. And it's about 2:44 a.m. in the central time zone here. So I'm awful quiet right now because I'm in the kitchen. And Darcy is asleep in the other room. And the neighborhood had a little get-together, and she was busy sewing, so she didn't go. But I went and had some drinks, and I'm all talking iron range accent or something then. So, anyways, hope the deadpan's going as well as it always does, and I'll get back to you with a installment of the Really Big Things with secret audio from someone down Arizona way. Ooh, already said too much. Well, anyways, someone secret doing the secret guest audio. So anyways, I will talk to you later. I love you, Jack Mangan. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
What does Jack Mangan look like?
Deadpan?
What country are you from?
Deadpan?
Deadpan?
That ain't no country I ever heard of. They speak
haikus and deadpan?
What?
Haikus!
Motherfucker, do you speak it?
Yes!
Then you know what I'm saying.
Yes!
Describe what
Jack Mangan
looks like.
Deadpan?
Say
deadpan.
Again. Say
deadpan.
Again. I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say
deadpan.
One more goddamn time.
He's black.
Go on.
He's bald.
Does he look like a bitch?
Deadpan?
Does he look like a bitch?
No!
Tweet, I'm rescuing animals from a burning pet shop right now. Stupid snakes. So I made the obligatory trip to IKEA after moving back to AZ. And yes, the Jonathan Colton song was stuck in my head the entire time. I'm now sitting on a chair named Herman at Flarky the desk, recording my podcast. So if you were to say something hypocritical in IKEA, would that be like the Medalli calling the Varmi black, with umlauts over the A in black? And what is it with the confusing names for everything? You can't just remember, I want the brown wooden end table. You need the Swedish chef to go downstairs with you so you can find the boxes labeled. Good thing I didn't go to the store based on the African Plains tribes. I'd be looking for a sofa called... And is it really necessary for IKEA to sell meatballs and white sauce in the cafeteria? Okay. Okay, I know that the store is from Sweden, for Abba's sake. If they're going to go to such lengths to hammer in the Swedish theme, then maybe they should have 70s-era buxom blonde supermodels shooting porn on the furniture displays. Maybe they should play Swedish death metal over the speakers. And the huge IKEA sign outside should be in some jagged, barely legible font. With umlauts, of course. Uh-oh, now I've upset Yngwie Malmsteen.
You release the fucking fury! You release the fucking fury! dead of us.
I am ashamed.
I thought I should share these important messages. I'll read them to you. Do not hold in hand. And warning, shoot flaming balls with report. Warning, shoot flaming balls. Also, set on ground, light fuse, get away. Sounds like Jeremy.
After years of struggle, Captain Hook finally won. Now Wendy has a deadpan. Heracles went to the local play, discovered he didn't like satire. Now the Greek gods have a deadpan.
Tweet at BPendy. My socks have orange stripes on them. Tweet. Rib cage open. Inserting the stent into the heart now. Okay, Rhea from Calgary contributed those puns. She actually sent me that file quite a while ago.
I am ashamed.
But then the next day, I received a revised version of the file.
Let me put my lips closer to that big microphone of yours. After years of struggle, Captain Hook finally won. Now Wendy has a deadpan. Heracles went to the local play, discovered he didn't like satire. Now the Greek gods have a deadpan.
In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. And there were three little bears sitting on chairs and two little kittens and a pair of mittens and a little toy house and a young mouse and a comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush and a quiet old lady who was whispering, "Hush." Good Night Moon by Margaret Wise Brown.
From George Orwell's Animal Farm. 12 voices were shouting in anger, and they were all alike. No question. Now, what had happened to the faces of the pigs? The creatures outside looked from pig to man, and from man to pig, and from pig to man again. But already, it was impossible to say which was which. Typo tlack. 12 voces were shotuing in agner, adin hete were all alik. No question wo, what had happened at to faces of te pigs. Hata creatures o to side looked form pig at mana, adin form mana at pig, adin form pig at mana agien. To already it was impossible at say which was which.
No more F-bombs on Wingin' It? Well, fuck. Jack Mangan's Deadpan, where the F-bombs are still free.
So cold and dark.
Tweet, speeding round world to go back in time and save Lois.
The answer to everything, life, the universe, and everything, is...
Hello, Jack. This is Lost Ralph with My Way. Lose society's expectations and demands. Walk away from the herd mentality. Get lost in reality. Let your senses overwhelm you. Keep your eyes open to the art around you. Your ears to the music permeating the world. Enjoy every day, no matter the weather. Remember the beauty in everything, the potential in everyone. Love without conditions or jealousy. Love knowing it will hurt. Know yourself, your motivations. Be honest and honorable. Strive for better. Don't let limits get in your way. And last, put passion into everything you do. This is Lost Ralph, My Way. Later.
Rhea's motto. Stuff happens, and nothing's worth getting an ulcer over.
Tweet at Evoterra. Jack Mangan and J.C. Hutchins working on a secret project?
I kick ass for the Lord!
So yeah, we used to do this thing around here called Greasy Jelly Bean Game. But then we had an unexpected delay, and There was one that was left in limbo. That was for episode number 65, I believe. Then we had 1,400 comments. Now, the predictions were... Hold on. We had four predictions. One was for 1,138. One was for 1,304. One was for 950. And the fourth was for 927. So the 1,304, that was the winner. And it was actually Thomas who got it. So way to go, Thomas. So, hey, you guys want to start playing Greasy Jellybean again? Guess how many comments we'll have this week. The last episode, number 67, had, I don't know, somewhere in the ballpark of about 600 or so. And hey, while you're all greased up...
White Spoon! See how this name climb!
Alright. First, Addy in Boulder. Aw, if I'm not mistaken, that's my first swoon, smiley face. I'm honored. Next, Raya from Calgary says, well, I've been sitting at my work computer for well over an hour now, and have literally done dash, all caps, nothing, !! I think it's going to be a long day. Third, the smarty hotties are, says, Ed dash, what you talking about? And then bonus, Retro says, Ether, wasn't she on Sanford and Son? Or maybe that was Esther. So what's the point of this? Wasn't the Greasy Spoon game supposed to end a couple episodes ago? Yeah, it was. We're all starting to learn the way Jack works. Well, this is Deadpan number 68. Let's say we'll declare a Greasy Jellybean... Greasy Spoon winner in episode number 72. Yeah, see? I can't even keep the fucking name straight.
I'm ashamed.
All right. This is what a girl's best friend sounds like.
Tweet. Almost there. If she keeps doing that, almost there.
We were nerds, dorks, geeks. We were shunned, ridiculed, and downtrodden. But we just saw the world differently than others. We were the ones who escaped to our imaginations to make sense of the world around us. We have ever been the dreamers, creators, and seekers of myth. For it is here we look for understanding in our world. Somehow, no matter how bad things got, we were always looking up. Join me, Indiana Jim, for discussion of the latest headlines and hottest topics in the realm of geekdom, from science fiction and fantasy, to movies and the music that makes them great, to writing, philosophy, inspiration from history, and the newest geek gadgets. Visit podcast.indianajim.net. and explore with me the things that have us looking up to the horizon, the heavens, and beyond.
So, all right, Deadpanites, or, I don't know, is there a better name than Deadpanites? Like Panhandlers, Pantheists, Panfriars, Panzers, Deadpanliners, Deadpanalists, Deadpandas, Deadpanitos? Anyway. It's time for outro babble. Obviously, it's time for outro babble. So I know that lately I haven't been paying as much attention to you and everything that you do, baby. But I know it's been about me a lot lately, but you know, I still miss you, baby. And I want you back. So, come on back to Deadpan. Come on back and comment on the comments page. Come on back and send me contents of your fridge, funny dumbass memories, your theories on the secret on how to be happy within the life, the universe, and everything. Send me your stolen lyrics. Just come on back. You will be mine. It's been fun. Deadpan is the motherfucking way, and Deadpan is actually even nominated for a Parsec. Our boy Paul Mackey's Really Big Things is nominated. And also the Deadpan Podcast as a whole is in the Best Reality Podcast category. appropriately enough, because a deadpan reality is the best reality. But it's up against a bunch of really good shows, so it's all good, including Tag and the Seam, funny enough. And okay, I just recorded like 2 minutes of silence as I tried to think of something off the top of my head that was hilarious and witty to close out the show. And you know what? I came up empty. A sure sign that the outro babble should end, and that the episode should end. With the wonders of audacity, I have cut out those 2 minutes of dead silence. Although at this point, they may have been more poignant and had more of a purpose than this babbling. Good night, Deadpan. Good night, Mush.
Good Night, Moon, by Margaret Wise Brown.
The rest is silence. No, that's not it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. To send me stuff, the contact information is... You can either email it to me, jack@jackmangan.com. It's been somewhat unreliable of late, but hopefully that'll be fixed soon. You can sometimes reach me on Skype, SphericalJackM, or call in your voicemails. That's probably the easiest, right? 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. All right, now I'm really done. I'm not coming back after the, oh, yeah.